Good morning. After a burst of heavy, wet snow across most of interior New York and New England overnight, coating the ground at least up to a couple of inches in some places more, we're starting to see rain showers and some sleet mixing in, especially in the Hudson Valley, south of Albany, and in other valley locations as well. The best chance for snow to hang on through the daylight hours will be across mainly the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, where as much as 3 to 6 more inches of snow could fall. The Catskills will have a slushy mixture of snow, sleet, and some rain, and 1 to 3 inches of snow could fall there, as well as parts of the higher terrain in interior New York and New England during the day today. In most valley locations, though, as we shift over to just plain rain showers, little, if any, additional accumulation is likely, as temperatures climb into the upper 30s and lower 40s on average for afternoon highs. The double-barrel low-pressure center, with one low over the Great Lakes and another in the Mid-Atlantic region, will pivot through the region today. This will bring the milder air in, and it will also allow the wind to increase out of the east, and it will be gusty at times, especially across the higher terrain, perhaps even up to 30, maybe even 40 miles per hour. The winds will subside tonight as the system passes through, and on the backside, cooler air will flow in, and tonight temperatures will drop back down to the upper 20s and lower 30s, with any remaining precipitation getting squeezed out as scattered snow showers. This could coat the ground, again, up to a couple of inches more in the hills and mountains by tomorrow morning, with some places just a little light dust on the ground to slow down the morning commute on your Thursday. By the time we hit tomorrow, we'll still have some leftover moisture with scattered rain and snow showers. On average, though, temperatures will make it into the upper 30s and lower 40s again, as an upper-level disturbance stalls out over the region. This upper-level disturbance will also have a pocket of cooler air with it, so by the time we hit Friday and through the weekend, high temperatures will be well below average for the first few days of March and only in the lower to mid-30s, with plenty of clouds, a gusty wind, and scattered rain and snow showers from time to time. This system will finally lift out for the beginning and middle part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in effect for parts of the Midwest and the Great Lakes and for portions of northeastern New England, where 8 to 12 inches of snow will fall today in parts of New Hampshire into Maine. As the storm winds down in the Great Lakes and Midwest, another 1 to 3 inches of snow will fall, bringing storm totals to as much as 8 to 11 inches in spots. And severe tropical cyclone Rusty is making landfall on the northwest coast of Australia this morning near Pardoo, with wind gusts up to 105 miles per hour. Rusty is expected to weaken as it moves inland today, with major flooding likely in the De Grey catchment. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Niigata Airport in Japan at 8:44 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Habib Bourguiba in Tunisia at 4 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington, fog with moderate snow and the temperature of 18 degrees with a south-southeast wind at 18 miles per hour and 0 miles visibility. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear with ice crystals and 47 below zero. In Albany on the hour, we have a mix of light rain and snow and 33 degrees, the dew point 31. A north wind at 7 miles per hour and the barometer at 29.86 inches, and it is falling. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Snow this morning, transitioning to rain in the valleys this afternoon, an additional 1 to 3 inches of snow with up to 6 inches in the ski areas today. Windy across the higher terrain with highs in the mid to upper 30s. More snow and rain showers tonight, an additional inch or two in spots with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain today, highs in the lower 40s. More rain showers this evening than snow showers with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, rain and snow showers today with an additional snowfall accumulation of 1 to 3 inches, mainly across the higher terrain. Windy across the higher terrain as well, with highs in the upper 30s. More rain and snow showers tonight, another coating in spots, lows near 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, rain and snow showers today, with an additional snowfall accumulation of 1 to 3 inches, mainly across the higher terrain. Windy across the higher terrain as well, with highs in the upper 30s. More rain and snow showers tonight, another coating in spots, lows near 30. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Rain and snow showers today with an additional snowfall accumulation of a coating, mainly across the higher terrain. Windy across the higher terrain as well, with high temperatures right around 40 degrees. More rain and snow showers tonight, another coating in spots with lows near 30 by morning. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, rain and snow showers, a little more accumulation in the mountains with highs near 40. Mostly cloudy, windy, a few snow showers Friday, upper 30s. Mid-30s on Saturday and Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze. Still breezy Monday, lower 30s with scattered snow showers. And mostly cloudy Tuesday with highs in the lower to middle 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.